You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89.
Don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend.
What?
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramonmills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an Oyster Roast and Par 3 golf tournament Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks. Then tee it up under the lights with friends in our Par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster Roast starts at 5:30. Shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
Walked up to the road rage. Was that Ed dropping off the parking pass?
It was. And if you can hear me, Ed, thank you.
Yeah, how cool is that,
Ed? Very nice of you.
Incredible, Ed. Incredible. Thank you so much. You're a noble man, Ed. You have done great work. Because again, that's raising money to save women from breast cancer. That's the reality. All right, to the phones. It is Drew, Andrew, and Frank, and now line 4 and 5 too. Drew, Dre, excuse me. Did I say Drew? It's my man Dre. Dre, good to have you, Dre.
What's going on, Walt? How
hey,
you doing? Today?
Hey, Dre, thank you for getting in as always.
Hey, man, just hearing the start of your show, it just feels like today is the day for Crash Out. I called in Out of Bounds earlier today, and I crashed out about Clemson fans not pointing their tiger balls on their vehicles at 1 o'clock. It really grinds my gears, dude. Like, I hate it. I cannot stand it.
Well, it's sort of hard to understand. It really is. I mean, like how do you call yourself a Tiger fan and not know that? I mean, it's sort of hard to understand, I got to admit.
Yeah, man. It just rubs me the wrong way. But, I want to talk about two things. One thing is something else that's rubbing me the wrong way right now. So I don't know if we ever talked NFL that much, but I'm a Cowboys fan, unfortunately. I'm honestly thinking about jumping ship, man. I'm kind of tired of Jerry.
No, Dre, don't do it yet. Don't do it because I think.
No, hold on. Let me finish. Me jumping ship is all going to determine whether or not Parsons gets his deal or not. Jerry lets Parsons walk, I walk. Okay. But I'm also kind of iffy about it because, like, me personally, as an overall fan, taking my Cowboy fandom out of it, I want Parsons to get what he's worth, and I want to see him succeed. But also, I don't want to see him become another DeMarcus Ware. I mean, DeMarcus Ware's talents was wasted in Dallas for so many years. And I feel like a player of his caliber to only go out with one Super Bowl ring, that wasn't right. I mean, he deserves so much more. I mean, Jerry just keeps screwing the pooch every chance he gets. And, you know, so, but the second thing I wanted to get in on.
Dre, I think Dallas will sign Parsons. I think he'll be in the fold. And I think the Cowboys are going to win that division. I think this is Dak Prescott's year. I got in this conversation the other day with some Dallas haters, Dre. Look, again, I got to point out, Dre, even to a Dallas fan, he was hurt last year. He had only one receiver. 2 years ago, if you look at his production 2 years ago, he was the best quarterback in the National Football League. That's not by opinion. That's fact. I mean, he completed 70% of his throws for 4,500-plus yards, awesome touchdown-to-interception ratio. 2 years ago, just 2 years ago, he was incredible. He was injured last year. Now you add George Pickens, and now you have a legit number two receiver, and so now your three becomes better, and Tolbert. And I just think I think Dallas has weapons, and I think Dak Prescott's headed for a really big statistical year. I mean, look, you're winning 12 games every year. You're just losing in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I trust me. I get all that. I have total faith in Dak. Dak is my guy, my QB1. I'm going to ride with him through thick and thin. I'm going to ride with CD. I'm going to ride with my guys. It's just this. I'm still not sure about this head coach hire. I can understand, you know, promote within or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I kind of would have rather had somebody with a little more season and experience doing this. So that's more of my concern this year is the coaching, because one thing we do know, if you're going to coach in Dallas, you have to be a yes boy for Jerry.
Yeah. Well, I think that's fair. But, you know, and here's how I'm figuring it, Drake. I'm figuring you're getting one good year out of George Pickens. Then he's going to go elsewhere or whatever. I'm counting on him basically keeping his a-hole factor on the down low for 1 year because he's going to be in a contract drive. So I'm thinking he's going to be a good citizen for 1 year because he wants to get paid at the end of the year. So I think that'll help, and he'll finally be a number two receiver, which is what he is. Because he thinks he's a one, but as a two in a contract year, I think he's putting up big numbers.
Okay, I can respect that. Second thing is, and I think your comments on this one off the air, I'm calling it Clemson 38, LSU 24. I think your comments off there, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Dre. Good talking to you as always. I'm right there. I have Clemson 34 and LSU 24. I think it's a 10-point game. I think Clemson is the better team. They're the better team in this building now at this point in the season. Now what LSU turns into after this, I think that'll be interesting to see. Back to the phones. Lines are jammed. It is Andrew. Andrew, how are you? Andrew, good to have you.
I'm doing well. Well, I haven't talked to you in about 3 years.
Well, welcome back.
Well, I've listened to you the whole time, but you've agreed with me, my opinions, in most ways, so I didn't feel the need to have to call in. So, anyway, what I have to say, with the last guy that just called, I grew up a Cowboys fan and was a Cowboys fan until Jerry Jones eventually took the Cowboys away. And I still believe and firmly believe that he will take them away again, even though they have tons of talent. I don't believe they'll win the Super Bowl because somehow or another, he will insert himself and mess it up. I firmly believe that.
I understand that.
I want your opinion on... It's going to maybe rain on Saturday, but it's like a 35% chance, which to me means it's not going to be a torrential rain pour. It's not going to swamp the field. Probably going to be misty rain. And I don't really think that's going to mess Clemson up at all. And I'm not particularly worried about it. I think that our defensive line probably will benefit, if nothing else. And I kind of think that we should be favored and that we're probably going to win by double digits.
Yeah.
And so I'll take your opinion offline. Well, right, you can talk to me, but.
All right. Well, I'll leave you, Andrew. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Good job.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I don't know, but I'm going to assume that if they say there's a 35% chance, then there's a 65% chance that it won't rain. So I'm not really thinking about rain. Because, again, I'm guessing it's not going to rain. So I'm not really worried about that. If it does, I don't think it's going to be anything significant, as Andrew said. So I don't know that it will really impact either side. I'm not sure of that. Let me get back to the phone calls, and it is Frank, and then Snaphook. Frank, how are you, Frank? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you for getting in, Frank. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, I just want to call and get your opinion on you probably said it 100 times, the Alabama-Florida State game. I mean, I'm struggling thinking that Florida State is going to be the nightmare they were last year, and plus with the Castellanos coming out basically hauling out every player on Alabama's team. I'm hoping he can back that up. But I took them in a picking contest, a pick 'em contest that I run, but what do you think about Alabama, Florida?
I have Florida State too, Frank. I just think it's too many points. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't trust either one of these teams at all, not at all. And if this wasn't a game I had to pick, I would not pick it because, I have no way of knowing what Florida State is. I know this. I know they have better offensive weapons than they had last year when they had none. Now you've got some talent at wide receiver. You've got a big athletic 6'6 target. You've got a quarterback who, is certainly wildly inconsistent, but is insanely dynamic when he's at his best. I think the run game is going to be better. Alabama's best running back actually plays for Florida State with Jam Miller being out. Alabama's had three injuries now that, I don't think any of them are. I don't think any of those injuries on their own are of major concern or consequence, but I think when you combine them, I think it does hurt Alabama a little bit. And then, we have no idea what Simpson is at all. I heard somebody on my way in, apparently a caller said, or a texter said that, well, the difference is Castellanos has to win the game and Simpson just has to be a part of the formula. Well, maybe, but the truth about it is, if you look at Alabama's run game last year, all right, the three main components of Alabama's run game are gone. The two chief running backs are gone because Jam Miller's hurt, and Jalen Milroe was actually the leading rusher. He rushed for like 700 and something yards. Miller rushed for like 600 yards. All those dudes are gone now. So they don't have any returning rushing. Their leading returning rusher ran for 140 yards. So when we say, Simpson's not going to have to do it himself, we don't know that. He may have to do some of it himself if Alabama can't run the football.
True. Well, great. I feel a lot better about my pick now. And awesome. Yeah, I got the Tigers winning as well. I appreciate you all.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. You too. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call. Let me get Snaphook in here. Lines are jammed. You got to keep coming. Keep coming. Bring it. You can get it now. Snaphook, good to have you. Welcome back, Snaphook.
How's it going, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Did I read correctly today that Garrett Nussmeier was sacked 22 times last year and 7 times in the Florida game? Is that correct?
I believe that is correct. It's something like that, if not exactly that. But, yeah, it's something like that, so I'm sure that's right. And it was
Will Campbell at left tackle.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? Are you asking me was Campbell at left tackle in the Florida game?
Yes.
I don't really remember all the specifics of that Florida game. I don't really recall what the issue was in that game. I would have to go back and watch it.
So I initially predicted 3 sacks on Nussmeier in this game, but kind of digging into it, Walt, I'm thinking I would take over 3 for sure. I think Adam Randall's going to go for 130 all-purpose yards. Don't know how that's going to be divvied up between rushing and catches out of the backfield, but I think we're going to see a little something special out of Adam Randall. I don't think we have a receiver go over 100 yards in this game, but I think we have 3 of them go for 75-plus. Because of ball distribution.
Well,
I got a 37-24. That's my score prediction.
Well, I'm sort of in that neighborhood. I moved a little more toward Clemson. I have it 34-24, but I think Clemson is going to come out attacking through the air. I think you're going to see 4 wides. I think they're going to go 4 wides, and I think they're going to look to attack Perkins, especially if he's in coverage. And I think Clemson is going to try and play with some tempo, and I think it's going to be Aircade Klubnik. I think at some point Adam Randall becomes a factor, but I think this is a pass-first offense, and I think that's what you're going to see. I think you'll see a pass-first offense attacking LSU both at the nickels position and depending on where Perkins lines up and how they use him, I think those are going to be the Waldos, and I think Clemson thinks they can exploit that. And I think that's what they're going to be looking to do. And I think Randall might hit some big plays in this game. I don't know. You know, I want to see his usage, but I think this is a pass first football game for Clemson. In fact, I just made an underdog play. Now I will say this: I took Adam Randall to go higher than his number in an earlier underdog play when he was at 48 yards. That number has been bet up to 66, I think, now. So, you know,
is that rushing yards?
Yeah, that's rushing yards. But I took him to go higher than 48 when that thing first came out. But I made a play today in which I basically took Cade Klubnik and all of Clemson's receivers because I just think that's the game it's going to be.
Yeah, I agree. I could just foresee a tunnel screen or a bubble screen pop for Randall, and it'd be a good breakaway play for him, like an explosive play. Kind of complementing that pass game.
Yeah,
it just all really depends on and I'm not concerned about like Antonio Williams. I'd want to see like some developed blocking from Moore, Bryant, those kind of guys, and just see how that kind of comes about. But yeah, man, we're not too far off. 37-24 is what I'm calling it. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Snap. Well, again, remember there are no big runs for running backs without wide receivers blocking. It's vital. There's never a big run for running back without wide receivers blocking. So we'll see how that all plays out. But I think Clemson's coming out throwing the ball, and I'll just tell you on my underdog play I made today, I took Cade Klubnik to go. This is my recollection of what these numbers were. Okay, I took Cade Klubnik to go higher than 34.5 passing attempts. I think he's going to be more like 45 plus. I took Antonio Williams higher than 5.5 catches. I took Brian Wesco longest reception higher than 25 or 25.5 yards. And I took TJ Moore higher than, I want to say 52 or 52.5 yards. I took all those elements of Clemson's passing game. You have to take a player from another team. So I combined it with Caden for LSU, who I played at higher than 0.5 rushing or receiving TDs. So that was my play today. I'm in on that. And, oh, by the way, I'll get to tell you something about that. I'll tell you when I get to underdog. Cause something happened on underdog today with that play that I've never seen before. I'll explain it later. Quick break.
Sitting here today with our good friend, Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Combining great golf along with delicious dining, Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina awaits you. The golf course, one of the upstate's hidden gems, offers numerous elevation changes, sheltered fairways, and beautiful ponds. Overlook Restaurant and Bar, open Thursday through Sunday, features lunch and dinner selection from executive chef Amanda Lewis. Along with numerous options for meetings and events, ChickasawPoint.com for Overlook and ChickasawPointGolf.com to play golf. Chickasaw Point.
Hey, Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 in monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Yeah.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. Daniel just stopped in. He was the winner of Stan's tickets. That's awesome. Thank you again, Daniel. Enjoy the game. I mean, what a way to get in, Ramona, late with those 50-yard line seats.
I know.
To go to
you
this
got a
game.
Parking pass.
Oh, my
pass.
God.
Yeah,
and you know what? If Clemson wins, even if Clemson doesn't win, it's going to be a great memory. But if Clemson wins, it's going to be one of the football memories of Daniel's lifetime. You know?
Yeah.
It's going to be unbelievable. You can get in if you want. Right now, the lines have been completely jammed, but you can get in right now. 654-7627. 654-7627. As always, we're talking college football. I'm going to give you some my mutual fund Heisman approach in a little bit. We're going to talk about the you pick 'em games. All that stuff is coming. I see you in there waving your arms back and forth. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Hey, listen, how about this? Buy any new vehicle and spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. How about this? Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s. Save up to $15,000 on new Rams. And then you can contrast, compare, see what you like best right there. I mean, you can test drive everything. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. That's on top of that stuff. Are you kidding me? Go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and spin to win. It's the Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm doing better than usual. It's getting ready to be the first weekend of college football.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Let's go.
It is great. There was a little chill in the air this morning.
Yeah.
So, I'm ready. But I want to talk a little Texas San Antonio, Texas A&M, as it relates to an underdog play that I'm looking at.
Okay.
I agree with you. If there was a team that I think I may have left out of the playoffs, it's Texas A&M. I think you kind of said something sort of similar.
Yeah.
They could very well replace any of the 12 teams that I picked. But this game, I have the utmost respect for Jeff Traylor. And I think they're going to have a good offense. But they lost every stinking bit of their defense. So I am looking at some picks here. And I don't know what your thoughts are on this game, but I've got the first one I'm kind of certain about, and that's Le'Veon Moss going higher than 79.5 rushing yards.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, again, I ranked the way back when I did running back room rankings, I put Texas A&M in my top five. I put them ahead of Texas. I think you have multiple elite backs led by Le'Veon Moss, and you have a dominant offensive line. So I think A&M is going to be a load, and I think when you add in Marcel Reed's ability, I think they're going to crush UTSA.
Well, that's my – speaking of Marcel Reed, that's my question. I'm looking at two numbers here, higher than 245.5 passing or higher than 45.5 rushing. Which one of those directions would you go?
I mean, I guess my question is, will he be in the game long enough?
That's what I'm thinking about with the passing yards, versus the rushing yards.
Right, and plus, I think it's going to be as simple as handing it off to those running backs. So you may not need Reed to run the ball now, but I think I'd be inclined to go with the rushing yards because I think A&M. Look, if you're looking around the country right now, and you're looking for which teams are going to be the most physical run teams in America. I think Penn State is one. I think Notre Dame is two. And I think Texas A&M is three. And what's really interesting is Notre Dame is going to play A&M next week. You know,
yeah.
And by the way, A&M's like a 7.5-point underdog in that game. I like A&M. Not to win, but
yeah,
to cover.
I can't wait for that game. I agree with you.
Yep. So I think you're looking at one of the most physical running attacks in America. And it becomes even more so when you add in the quarterback and you add in Reed. So, yeah.
Yeah, I might have to go away from that. Now, I'm looking at Owen McCallum going higher than 220.5 passing yards. Look, Jay Bateman's had some issues getting that Texas A&M defense going. Supposedly they're going to be better this year, but I don't know. What do you think? I mean, UTSA brings back every bit of their offense.
Yeah, maybe. I just don't think this game's going well for UTSA. I just think they're outmatched and outclassed. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win it by any stretch of the imagination, but I was just curious if you remember if Owen McCallum was on your quarterbacks list. You did a quarterbacks list.
Yeah, I don't think he was on it, and I probably still wouldn't put him on it.
Yeah. And then Robert Henry from UTSA, higher than 0.5 rushing or receiving TDs. I mean, he's a big back, physical.
Yeah.
I think UTSA, unless Jay Bateman's got his act together, I think UTSA's going to score some points in this game. I really do.
I think it's like 41-17.
Yeah, I think the UTSA could score more than that. I think that's why I was looking at all the hires is because, I mean, Jeff Traylor has had
good offense. They're not going to have the ball, Robert. They're not going to have the ball. A&M's just going to grind the game down, and they're not going to have the ball.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, well, let me get back to work here. You got any more picks you want to throw my way?
Oh, I'm going
to put one more pick together, so I'll appreciate anything you give me.
I will. Thank you, Robert. Good talk to you as always. LOL Jesse, Ramona. Look what the cat dragged in. I mean, what do you
I know.
LOL Jesse. What's going on, LOL Jesse?
Hey, Ramona's had me on ban because she said I was mean to her. That's not true.
See, get on the air and you start something with me.
I think the last time I called and it was incognito. I had to buy a Christmas gift last year for the Tigers for Tatas, and I appreciate y'all. That was a great deal. I ended up giving both to my son. I was going to give the Braves ball to my dad, but now my son got both of them. So it was a great gift, and I appreciate y'all.
There you go. So what's it been, Jesse? Prison the last year?
No, nah, man.
Serving a sentence?
I listen to you, but I don't ever want to take away from you. I just want to listen to you.
Man. Well, we want you to participate, so let's go.
I know.
Let's go.
Well, let's go, man. We're here. All we
right.
made it.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
right.
we're here.
Let's go.
And I actually called in Out of Bounds, and I said, this is for Gamecock Will. I mean, hey, we're going 12-0, all the way. You remember he would call in, and he would say, we're going 12-0, and you'd make him say, are you winning the national championship? I ain't saying that, Walt. I'm just saying we're going undefeated.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's got me nervous, Walt, and you hadn't touched on this, so I'm interested to hear your take. You know, under Shane Beamer, we started off with Satterfield as offensive coordinator.
Yep.
And that was a disaster. And then a lot of people, myself included, weren't really crazy about Dow Loggins, but a good quarterback will fix anything. But obviously, Dowell and Sellers had something going on last year.
Yep.
But now we moved to Shuler, and a lot of those Gamecocks, myself, my dad included, watched that bowl game, and it looked like that I was at the Clemson game. Like,
yep.
I mean, Lenoris is still running up there. No offense to y'all. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. But, I mean, Lenoris is still running up there. And then we get to the bowl game, and he won't let him run. And I don't know if he wasn't trying to get him hurt. I don't know. But the Shuler aspect is the only thing that's got me nervous about this year is does he let Lenoris be Lenoris, or is he going to make him a passing quarterback? What do you think about that, man?
I think there might be a little bit more of an adjustment period, but I think South Carolina is going to be fine. And I think Sellers is magical, and I think he gives you a shot against anybody. And if he plays up to his full potential, even though the schedule's difficult, he could win a lot of those difficult games because of his sheer individual brilliance. Plus, I think you're going to be improved in some areas. I think that Brian Rowe, the freshman wide receiver, is going to be a star. I know he's not even listed first on your depth chart. I think he's starting. I think he's going to play a huge role. And I think Nick Harbor takes another step. Obviously, you added Faison late in the process. The NCAA finally got around to clearing him, which they should have done long ago. I know there's some questions about the defense. Look, I'm going to surprise some people with something I say a little bit later about the game this weekend. But I think over the course of the season, I think South Carolina is going to have another very good year. And I did not put you in the playoff, but I will not be shocked if you make it.
Well, make him feel better, buddy. I'm watching Shuler. I'm optimistic. I just want to make sure we let Lenoris be Lenoris. I always enjoy you, man. I listen all the time. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate that very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to get to the meat and potatoes of these games. We'll go through the contest games. Ramona, do we have everyone's picks? Do we have that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, good. All right, Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
The opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger Tailgate Show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention The Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit BLOCHAVEN.com for more information today.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With memberships starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley,
Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Tee Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Tee Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Cade takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Cade gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it inside the 5. Touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ramon is disturbed that Pebbles, that's what she calls her, got her own show.
Yeah, disturbed. I can't believe she got her own show. And then I saw that Skinny Jeans guy on a different show.
They're hiding her ears now. There's no more
ears. She's hiding her ears.
Yeah, she's no more ears.
That's what? That's how come she got her own show.
So you say hiding her ears was a prerequisite of...
They said, they didn't even know who she was. She was like, you need a show? It's me, Pebbles. Oh, it's Pebbles. Okay.
She's got like new hair too. The hair looks better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. She looks much better. Yeah. I wouldn't even recognize her, to be honest. And you can't. Her ears are not visible at all. She's ears are completely.
That's
hidden.
Exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah. You know, and that's good because remember the only part of the human body that continues to grow throughout your lifetime is ears, and she's relatively young, so another 20
she's
years.
She's in trouble. Yeah, yeah. And the guy on the show before, the guy with the fake mustache was on.
Oh.
I don't know his name.
Yeah.
He looks like a disco dude.
Yeah, he's got that like 1970s mushroom.
mustache. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he does. All right. I want to get to these contest games and break them down and talk about it. Obviously, we spent a ton of time, as you would expect, talking about Clemson LSU, and there's more on that to come. But let's get to some of these contest games and break them down. You're going to have some road rage guarantees, too. You might even have one before 5:30, which I think is the start time of the South Florida Boise State game. So we'll see. By the way, Ramona, did I tell you the Mets own the Phillies?
You told me that's the theory. Why did they win?
It's not a theory. They beat their brains in again.
Oh, there you go.
They beat their brains in every time they play. The Mets have now beaten the Philadelphia Phillies, thought by some to be the best team in Major League Baseball. The Philadelphia Phillies, the New York Mets have beaten the Philadelphia Phillies now, Ramona, 10 straight times in New York. 10. Now,
wow.
Look, here's the thing. That makes no sense. If you're talking about the Mets playing the worst freaking team in baseball, there's no way. You don't beat anybody 10 times, let alone an elite team. But the Mets have owned the Philadelphia Phillies over the last 3 years, and this new pitcher, McClain, they have brought up, he has been insanely good. Insanely good. Philadelphia could not touch him last night. I mean, he was embarrassing them, absolutely embarrassing them. So you know, the Mets are now only 4 games out. They have 4 more with Philadelphia in Philadelphia starting in like 11 days. And, oh, by the way, the Mets own them there too. So they don't own them quite like 10-0 on them, but they own them there too. And they beat their brains in the playoffs last year. So it's amazing how sports works. You know, the Braves own the Mets. The Phillies own the Braves. And the Mets completely own the Phillies. I mean, completely, totally, total ownership of the Phillies. And both sides know it. It's just, it's insane. All right, I'm going to get to your calls. In fact, let's take a couple calls, and then we'll get to these you pick 'em games. And we have everybody's picks here, including we have the cumulative on the at the end there. That was nice of Ben and company to provide that. Who is it first? It's Spencer and Greer by 2 seconds over Billy and Myrtle Beach. So I'm coming to you both right now. Spencer, how are you, Spencer? Good to have you.
I'm great. Well, thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely. Thank you for getting in, Spencer.
I feel like Christmas in the air. I'm going to have a couple nights of sleeping, I think. It'll be hard sleeping in a couple nights.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right.
I just wanted to give you my take on the LSU game. I think you're probably going to think I'm crazy, but I can see a Clemson win between 13 and 17 points. I think it's not going to be close. And I'll tell you why.
All right.
Main reason is with Woodaz and Sammy Brown at linebacker, I mean, our linebackers are going to be a big part of our pass rush this year. Last year, Barrett was coming in a lot, but he's not a very physical guy. He runs around, he makes tackles, but he drags them down from behind or whatever. He wasn't very physical. Sammy Brown and Woodaz are going to meet that running back, the block, and they're going to blow it up and blow it back into Neusmeyer's face. And I think he's going to have trouble in the pocket just because of that mainly.
Yeah, look, Spencer, I'll buy some of what you're selling. Plus, I think the LSU offensive line is just going to have trouble with the Clemson defensive front for starters, especially here.
Absolutely.
So I think that's where the game is decided. If you took Neusmeyer and you put him behind Clemson's offensive front. Now, look, there are people who still have questions about Clemson's offensive front. I know Phil Steele ranked them number one in America. I don't think they're there. But there are people who think that Clemson's offensive line has not fared well against SEC-level competition. And you could make that argument in recent years. So there's something to prove there, too. So we'll see how it plays out. But I'm leaning in your direction, Spencer. I have it 34-24, Clemson.
Okay, yeah. Well, I just think we have two linebackers now that understand the game and play physical.
That's 100%.
They're going to cause havoc.
Yeah. There's no question that the linebacker play is going to be more physical. Wade Woodaz was hurt much of the second half of last year, and people sort of forgot that. He played injured, but he's a terrific athlete, and he's a physical football player. And Sammy Brown is going to be one of the most physical linebackers in Clemson football history before he's through. I mean, he's a freak of nature. And I think you're going to see that.
Also, what I want to see also, I mean, I hope Adam Randall has a great year, but I want to see one of those, Izzo or Gideon, step up.
Yeah.
I want to see them step up like ETN did that one year.
Yeah.
We need somebody to step up and help Randall out and maybe become the starter, and then next year is even more exciting, you know?
Yep, no question. It's a good job, Spencer.
All right.
Yep,
thanks for getting me.
Call me more often. Good job. I see you waving in there, Ramona. I'm going to Billy in Myrtle Beach. Billy, what's going on, Billy? Good to have you, Billy.
Oh, man, I'm in Charleston now. I, you know, you know, from doing some, about some work obligations. I'll be heading back to Surfside. And by the way, real quick, the caller, I don't recall his name, but and of course, he saying that he was going to get toasted and ride around in Surfside Beach. Brother, I've got a golf cart, and I drive to a lot of local establishments. You got to be careful, because I do like a strong Coke Zero in the cup holder quite a couple times, you know, going through the neighborhood. But, you know, and I've got a CDLs and all that good stuff, so I have to really, really be on my P's and Q's.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
And I'm not wanting to get anything like that. Hey, Walt, best time of the year, and that includes Christmas, anything, any time of the year. Real quick, your previous caller kind of hit on it as well. I could, like, you've broken down units, and, you know, I find you very, very credible. All your information, that's what I listen to you every day.
Thank
you,
man.
You've actually won me a good bit of money as well. Clemson, I don't know. I'm kind of with you, kind of a 34-21, 34-24 game. I just think the tackles, replacing four out of five starters, that place is going to be a zoo. And that front seven, or that front four, and Coach Allen's going to bring, he's proven he likes to bring people in pressure. And I just think it's going to be a big-time problem. I really do. I mean, Nussmeier can move, but he's not even remotely close to what we label a dual threat like Cade. And I just, they're going to be a problem for that front. I'll just leave it there,
yeah,
and I think
there'll
be some false starts.
Yeah. Clemson's defense is going to know where he is. You know, he's this is not a guy who's going to extend plays. That's not who he is. Who he is, he's the greatest pure thrower of the football in college football, and maybe in college football the last few years. But he needs some help, and part of that help is offensive line, and I think that's a concern. Now, I think LSU is going to try and negate some of that pass rush by having Nussmeier get the ball out of his hands immediately. I think they're going to try a lot of short throws at the start of the game, a lot of quick game throws, pressure release stuff. But, you know, Tom Allen knows that's coming too.
Absolutely. Good gosh, do I love that hire. I think that hire about as – I put it in the realm with, let's see, I say Coach Luke, not in order, but Coach Luke, Coach – Venables,
yeah.
and Coach Allen, and Coach Allen, like you said, man, you got to be wired different, man.
Yep.
I mean, he's wired different. He's you know, in your face and just blasting. I mean, he just holds you accountable,
yeah.
And he's just, I love that hire. Hey, real quick, and I'm gonna take your comments off the air because I know you're not far from the break, and you probably got a couple other things going on. Real quick, two picks I like. I like Miami over Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's very good. I like the Miami getting 2.5, and the other one, Florida State's very unknown, but I'm still just gambling and rolling with the Seminoles based on a lot of what you said, your information. I think they're going to be better offensively. I think Alabama's got a lot of questions, especially with the injuries. And I want your picks on tonight, or your opinions on those games,
yep.
But tonight, State and East Carolina – and the Boise game, you were talking about it earlier,
yep.
As far as the points.
Yep,
and
it's coming right
Walt, go Tigers, brother.
Thank
Later.
You, Billy. Good speaking with you as always. Greg and Clemson, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. I'd be cutting you short now. Let me tell you about Carson Steak Warehouse, Ramona. Fact, have I not already talked to you about Carson's and
yeah.
and that I'm starving?
Yeah.
Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrate a special occasion. If you just want a great dinner with friends, if you want to break your hunger on a late Thursday afternoon, open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the fried catfish sandwich. I would kill for that right now. I've never tried that. The smoked ribs, awesome. The honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs, I'd eat that too, and I've never tried that. The golden fried chicken tenders, they're incredible. The Monterey chicken sandwich topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce is one of the greatest sandwiches I have ever put in my mouth. I would kill for that. right now. Hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers, fresh out of the oven. Yeast rolls with honey butter, awesome. Hand-cut steaks from the In-N-Out Butcher. This is my category, Brian. Cooked to perfection. Try the New York strip or the ribeye. Strawberry shortcake. We've had all sorts of calls and texts the last few days about Carson's with good reasons. And by the way, they're always open. Carson's accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family and school reunions, birthday parties, whatever it is, graduation celebrations. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. You 100% will thank me later. Open 11 to 9 Monday to Thursday, 11 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9 on Sundays. They are basically always open. You can go for lunch and come back the same day for dinner. 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, 864-226-9400, 864-226-9400. It is Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon, and I would kill for all of that right now. All right, when we get back, we'll have Greg and Seminole Ted, and then we're going to get right into the You Pick 'em games and start breaking all those games down.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut.